So what happens when your husband of 7 years drops a bomb about your future and you can't really get on board with it? Is there a way to sort of get back onto the same path after information like that is dropped? It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So my husband has really been pushing on me lately the idea of an open marriage.
All right, that's not a tattoo.
This is not something that we had ever discussed in the 7 years of marriage. Neither of us ever expressed any level of interest. So it really caught me off guard when he mentioned the idea for the first time, over some wine, of course. Mm-hmm. He seems to think that so long as we always come home to each other, that the being with other women and men shouldn't have any impact on our relationship.
Ooh.
I'm hurt. I feel like I'm not enough, and he won't give me a straight answer as to what has brought him to a place where this seems like a reasonable idea.
Okay.
I had felt, and do feel, that our love life was in a good place, but now it makes me feel as if he has always been unsatisfied.
Mm.
I just don't know what to do. We have a 2-year-old daughter and have been married, yes, 7 years. I don't want to throw our life away, but I don't think sharing him is the proper solution. Please help.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
because when you take those vows, you had decided it's you and me.
Right. Right.
And now he's
We're a team.
And now he's all of a sudden saying, well,
you and me, and then, you know, maybe a couple
whoever else I meet along the way.
Yeah.
But I'm always coming home to you. Great.
That's an interesting. It's almost as if he has his eye on someone.
Yes. This feels very inspired by somebody he met.
Right. Like whether it be at work, whether it be, you know, just somewhere where he has seen this person and or has had interactions with this person.
And he doesn't want to lose her, but he's trying to figure out how to have his cake and eat it too.
Oh my gosh.
This is a great option. Let's just tell her about it. Get her on board.
Yeah, we'll get her on board.
Make her think it's a great idea, and then I don't have to be a cheater.
So, like, what if she was just like, yep, cool, been thinking of the same thing. Actually, I'm just going to text my friend right now.
Well, then, in the meantime, he probably would have thought, yay, that was easier than I thought.
I mean,
but then it would start to get complicated if she goes and finds another interest.
And that's what I'm thinking. It's like part of me thinks that he's being a little bit, well, obviously selfish, but that he doesn't think that she is going to do that.
Exactly.
It's just going to be for him.
And not even, I think, going there in his mind, like, okay, what if she decides to be okay with that and then goes and finds her other interests.
Yeah, because.
And how is that going to feel for me?
Yeah, because for me, the idea of that, I would just be like, no.
Well, yes.
I know.
There are people that advocate for that lifestyle, and that's for them, but you have to be there from the beginning.
Well, I was going to say that's got to be an agreed upon thing, like as you're entering the relationship, like, hey, you and I are going to be cool. You and I are going to come back to each other, but we just want to still have options or whatever.
Leave it open-ended.
And if that's the way your relationship is, that's great. That has to just be from the jump. What a thing that is like mutually agreed upon, right?
Yes. Trina's like, tell him nice knowing you. We'll come visit you in Utah. Okay. All right.
Like,
she must have seen the show Sister Wives. That didn't work out well for anybody.
Or Lives of Mormon Wives or whatever that is. Yeah.
All of it. And we're not even going to talk about The Bachelorette.
We're just going to move.
There was some drama there too.
Well, yeah, a lot of drama there.
A lot of drama. Got it yanked from airing. Okay.
All right. Sorry. Side street. Back on track.
Yes.
Have you been in this situation where one of you is like suggesting something like that? Because literally this is like toothpaste is out of the tube.
Right.
You can't put it back in.
Yeah, like, that's not one of those conversations that you can be like, I'll forget I said anything.
Right.
And then they just go back to normal. No, they're going to have to unpack this in therapy. And I think that's the only place that you go to find out why he decided to introduce this idea to your marriage setup 7 years in.
All right, voice notes, 502-795-1997. You can always send us one of those. Text, call. We'd love to hear your story. Coming up, group therapy. We got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous. Her husband of 7 years dropped the old, hey, thinking
Let's
about
be an open marriage.
Yeah, thinking about an open marriage. Which, you know, look, hey, if that's something that you guys wanted to do, that should be discussed together beforehand. You know, all that, not over a glass of wine, and one of you is just like, I think this would be a good idea.
Yeah, and it's literally in the marriage vows that that's not going to be the arrangement when you enter into that. So you both have to be on the same page from the get-go if that's what you're going to be doing.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah, I have no experience whatsoever with this open marriage thing, but I can give you what my response would be. And that would be, there's a door, and don't let it hit your backside on the way out.
There you go. Yeah, oh, it's literally in the vows.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You're going right there when he suggests that.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, Amy, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, and then we did get a voice note from a listener who lives that lifestyle.
So this is coming from someone who lives in the lifestyle community. I definitely advocate for quote unquote swinger life, but that life is something that the two of you explore together and have multiple conversations. So even from someone that's coming from the lifestyle life, I find that very strange because that's a completely different level to say that we're going to do something.
Oh.
By ourselves versus as a together journey within your relationship.
That's a good point. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And again, you have to agree on that from the very beginning, which is not something that happened. Addison said, that's an insane bomb to drop. Marriage is meant for two people only, and an open marriage is like a contradiction. Open marriage doesn't work. You can be in a relationship and think being with other people additionally is going to strengthen your relationship. I mean, that's not going to work. If it's been 7 years and her husband's mentioning it for the first time, I think you're right. He's got his eye on someone. But then it, you know, makes you sad to think, has he always been that type of person who was wanting this as an option and just not telling her?
So a lot of people have brought up the fact that he's probably already got someone either in mind.
Yes.
Already been doing it.
Right.
And feels guilty and now kind of coming back and
asking. He just doesn't want to be labeled a cheater.
For permission.
Yes.
So the guilt can be justified.
Right.
So I think this is probably a huge red flag for you. And it's not.
I do not think no one is saying agree to that.
Again, it's one of those things where, like, you guys should have been on this journey together from the jump if that's something that you kind of wanted to do or that was being talked about. So,
well, and it doesn't sound like that has ever been a part of their relationship until now.
Until now, and that's why this
is a sucker punch.
Yeah.
So. You need to get him into counseling to try to figure out why he suddenly thinks that that's going to be a new great model for your relationship. And if, you know, he can't get past that, wanting that to be a part of your relationship, then you're going to have to consider moving on from that marriage, which is tough.
That's
tough.
I was going to say, you got a kid. I understand that.
Yeah.
7 years and a kid, that's no, like, just a fling. That's serious stuff.
She's going to want to feel like that she's done everything she can to try to save the marriage, keep it intact, and just between them. And if she comes to realize that he's not going to be able to be, happy just in a marriage with just her, then she's going to have to, realize.
Figure that out.
That it's going to be over. Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry. That's not.
That is tough.
Yeah. That's not a great place to be in.
You can't change, a big philosophical thing about your relationship that far into it and expect your spouse to, like, willingly pivot with you. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's
that sounds fun.
It's the 180 degree
really
change.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of the big point there. All right. Thank you. Keep us posted. Hopefully you're able to work it out or figure out how you move forward. Keep us posted on 99.7 JX.